Welcome to the Fierce Female Network. I'm your host, Fierce Manson, and today is Tuesday. Honey, it is Twisted of Tuesday. Honey, it's Thirsty Tuesday, Tangeray Tuesday. I'm telling you, there's all kind of Tuesdays around here, and I'm going to tell you about that in just a minute. Listen, broadcasting live from the Windy City. It's sunny today, real nice out, 68 degrees in the Windy City. Listen, it is November the 1st, 2022, 5 p.m. on the Central Standard Time Zone, at 6 p.m. on the Eastern Standard Time Zone. Y'all know what I'm going to say. The Eastern Standard Time Zone is the time zone that rocks my socks off, honey. You know I got to push it up to the ATL, to my home team. Must give a shout out to my team, Fierce Nation International, the hardest working team on the planet. They are based in Kenya, Zimbabwe, East and West Africa, the UK and Germany, and my honorary member in India, Kurun Putani. This show is being brought to you by Gumba Rum. GumbaRum.com. That's G-U-B-B-A-R-U-M, GumbaRum.com. We have two different flavors of Gumba Rum, natural vanilla, which is Gumba Gold, and natural coconut, which is Gumba Silver. CEO and the founder of Gumba Rum is Steve Gumba, baby. Pow, 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 pow. Listen, please do visit GumbaRum.com for all your rum libation needs. Listen, we got two hot artists on the show. Independent artist Ergo Bree. Oh, I'm telling you, girl, it's hot. She's sizzling, baby. Sizzling hotter than Louisiana hot sauce, baby. And independent artist Aisha Cypher. Aisha Cypher, listen, y'all. Oh, Lord, listen on today before I get into the music. Now, listen, y'all, do me a favor. Go on to Facebook. You know what? Use the keyword Fierce Female Network. When the page comes up, give it a like and a follow. I would greatly, greatly appreciate it. Now, y'all know I'm fired up. I am fired up as can be. Y'all know it's really something that's done got me all fired up. Let me tell you something. You know, it's always something wow in the news. Well, you know what? I came across something really wow and crazy. Listen, I saw on today, a couple of hours ago on WBBM Radio Chicago, a man charged after allegedly killing his girlfriend for trying to tell his wife he's cheating. Now, look, I'm not going into the whole story. I'm just going to deal with the headline. Please note, this is for entertainment purposes only. But the story is true. I did find it on WBBM. A man did kill his girlfriend for trying to do what? His wife. She was trying to get to the wife to say, let the wife know he had been cheating with her. Now, listen, this is so crazy. You know, I keep hearing all this talk about side chicks. You know, what's the matter with women, wives, women, girlfriends, and all y'all? Don't get mad with me because I'm about to let loose and tell you how it go. I'm going to tell you how it's supposed to go down. Listen, side chicks. See, these days, women that's cheating with these married men are side chicks. You know what I mean? They are not mistresses. They are not kept women. They are side chicks. What is a side chick? Look, a side chick ain't nothing but a chicken, right? A piece of chicken. And see, when a man is married and he got a side chick, he ain't doing nothing but chewing on the chicken and throwing away the bone when he gets ready. So look, you're being thrown in the trash because he done got through with you. He done ate all the chicken out the bone, and you're being thrown in the trash. That's a side chick. So listen, the way you're supposed to do it, listen, man, the way you're supposed to do this thing, if you're going to have a woman, listen, see, back in the day when men was really having mistresses and kept women, see, look, this is the way you do it. Now, listen, if you're going to have a side chick, you do it like this. You don't have a side chick in the same state that you going to be cheating around on your wife in. What you got to do, you got to go to No Cheat, Missouri. If you're living in No Cheating City, Missouri, all right, you're living there with your wife, you got to be having your side chick in Arizona, right? Have your side chick in Arizona. So that way, the side chick ain't going to get in her car, ain't nowhere in the world. She's going to be driving across a couple of states to tell the wife, right? So listen, but back in the day, let me tell you something. What a man did if he wanted to cheat on his wife, listen, it was done like this. It was very sophisticated. I'm going to tell you how it went down. It was very sophisticated. What the man did, he took the lady in question that he wanted to be the mistress. He took her out to a nice restaurant like Morton. Now, this ain't no joke. This is the real deal. He would take her out to a nice restaurant like Morton Steakhouse. He would sit down. He would have on his three-piece suit, right? He'd have on his three-piece suit. He would pick up especially in a chauffeur-driven limousine or a Mercedes or whatever. I'm telling you, because it happened to me. Now, that ain't no joke. That ain't no joke. Now, listen. He would pick up the lady. He would come to the restaurant, and he would sit down and tell you all what you're going to receive. And say, listen, the mistress or the cowwoman, her responsibility and her job was only to keep the man sexually happy. That was the only thing. That was her job. Now, what was he going to receive in return? Now, this is what you received in return. He offered you diamonds, pearls, right? He would pay your rent. Not you didn't stay in no shady neighborhood. You stayed in the best of the best neighborhoods. Your rent was paid every month by him, right? All your bills and utilities were paid by him, right? You didn't worry about no car, no, because he furnished the vehicle that you were riding in. It was paid for in cash. Now, I'm telling you how it goes down. So, listen, these side chicks, they don't know nothing about being a mistress or a kept woman. See, back in the day, that's the way it went down. And after he presented to you what you were going to receive, you had an opportunity to say yes or no, right? So it was up to you. But listen, these ladies trying to get going with these married men, they don't know what they're doing. They just side piece chicken bones being thrown in the trash. Now, listen, let me get on with this music. Woo, Lord. Now, you know, that had me fired up now. Now, listen, let me get this straight for y'all. Get it twisted. I wasn't nobody's mistress or kept woman. I said no. They presented to me what they were going to do for me, and I said no because I did not want that. And listen, the mistress back then, the man, the married man, did not have to worry about the mistress or the kept woman getting to the wife, because he knew that was not going to happen. She had her list of things that she was going to receive, and she wasn't even trying to look or find the wife. She, matter of fact, in most cases, she knew the wife, came in contact with her many times, saw her face-to-face, have conversations, and be friendly as if you don't even have anything going on with the husband, right? If that's the way it went down. That's the way business went down when it comes to being a mistress or a kept woman. So listen. Don't y'all send me no nasty letters, because I don't do those things. I'm just telling you the way that it go, baby. So listen, you said, chicks, y'all don't know what y'all doing. You're getting yourself killed, just like a chicken, you know, with your head cut off. So listen, that's the way it goes. Now let me get down to the music. I got some bad music by independent artist Ergo Bria. This one is called Slow Burn, and I love this song. This is a bad song. It is bad, bad, bad. I want y'all to check this out. Slow Burn by indie artist Ergo Bria. song is so hot. That is Slow Burn, Slow Burn, Slow Burn. That song is hot. Let me tell you something. That song could easily be used in any television series that's going on right now. I'm telling you, it's got the song. It's got the shine on it, really. It's got the shine, and it is just super dope, super fly. I mean, it's just like, it kind of reminds me of one of those episodes of, you know, they were talking about Flash, the show, the TV show Flash. And that song easy could be on Flash. It really could. And some of the superhero shows that's on right now. What is the new Walker? What is it? I think it's the new Walker that's on too. The reboot for Walker that's running. I'm telling you, you could really, 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 really. You know, I need to have a class sometimes about pitching. And when I talk about a class, I studied, you know, television at my undergrad at Columbia College. And so we were taught how to pitch for television. But now that pitching was for actually pitching a series. If you were interested in writing a series for a TV network, you would write your pilot, or you would write your treatment, and then you would pitch for the networks. You go to the networks. And then there's an event that they have one time a year in California, and they would be at a hotel, and you would just go around. It's just a really big event. You would go around from one network to the other network, and you would pitch your idea, whatever you wanted to get on the show. And that's the way. And, of course, it costs money. You just can't walk in there. You got to buy your tickets, and it's very expensive. But, listen, it is well worth it. It's well worth it. If you go to those events that's held once a year in California, listen, but you got to be ready. You just can't walk up in there. Now, that one event is for television networks, and you go. You got to have your treatment ready. Your treatment is whatever your idea is for that particular network. If you want to pitch to Channel 5, Channel 7, Fox 32, they're all there. They're all there once a year at those conventions, and they'll let you know if you get on the list. They'll send you out the invite, the information, and email if you get on the list to go once a year. So listen, but with the music, you know, it's a different animal with the music, getting your music picked up. And that's something I'm researching and want to find out more about, getting your music picked up as a soundtrack. That can be done too, because listen, you just got to get the connection and know the right people. And so listen, that song, I keep going on and on about Ergo Britt, because she got that sound. Slow Burn is it. That's a hot song, and it could be used at a lot of different places. I'm telling you. And first thing I would do is get on Taxi. Taxi.com, because they are bona fide. They are professional. They are for real. Taxi is legit. They're not scamming anybody. You know, you pay the fee once a year, and what they do, that's a good place to start, really, actually. It's Taxi.com, because what they do, they listen to your music, and they match your music with the people in the industry that's looking for that sound. And that's a great way to get started in hooking up with getting a contract. And so Taxi.com is a great place to do that. So get registered with Taxi.com. That's a great place if you have great music. Listen, and they do this every day. Taxi do this every day. They're looking for music, and they will hook you up. Now, they also on the website, they say what they're looking for. And so they'll say, I'm looking for hip-hop, I'm looking for country music, I'm looking for blues, I'm looking for R&B, we're looking for this, we got this project going on, and there's a whole list. You can go through the list, and then if you fit any of those things, you can register and go ahead, and you go for it. So listen, I got some more music that's coming up by independent artist Aisha Cypher, she got a great sound as well. I want you guys to check her out. And let me tell you a little bit about Aisha Cypher. She's an American artist she pays homage to life. And in her adolescence, she decided that she would attempt to transform her poetry into other art forms. As an adult, she had to release many people, places, and things in order to pursue herself in art. Now, let me say something about that. You know what? I was thinking about this earlier. It's funny that the bio came up, because I was thinking about this earlier today. What Aisha is saying, you know, I'm going to say that once again. As an adult, she had to release many people, places, and things in order to pursue herself in art. And, you know, that's so true. I was reading something on YouTube. I don't know where this comes from, where people have the idea, you know, and I'm getting this from the strength of reading independent artist Aisha's bio. I don't know where people get the idea that they get to decide or choose what other people do with their life. I'm not understanding this. So I was reading the young lady that used to play on Bernie Mac's show. She got a lot of flack for doing things that she wanted to do. It's funny how people can judge you and talk bad about you and talk down about you, and that got nothing to do with your choices and your decision, what you do with your life. And so I agree with Aisha saying, you got to release people. You got to release them, because you know what? You'll never get to where you're going if you keep hanging around and taking all that baggage behind you. Don't get me started on the dead man bones. Listen, listen, listen. People that talk about you and judge you and speak negative things about you, they're nothing but dead men bones, and they're trying to keep following around so they can keep chat. Listen, you got to cut those dead men bones loose, because they hold you down and they weigh you down. So listen, I don't know where people get the idea that they need, that we or anybody needs a co-signer on our life to do what we're going to do with our own life. What in the world is that? You know what? Nobody decides what you do with your own life. You are the decision maker, right? You decide what you're going to do with your life. It's up to you, because what? And at the end of the day, we are the ones that's going to be happening. When I say we, I'm speaking collectively. I'm talking about independent artist Aisha, right? And so she wants to be happy in her choices and decisions that she makes and whatever she's going to do with her life. She doesn't need no dead men bones following her around. So what does she do? She released those people, places, and things so she can go on. So look, we have to be authentic. When I say we, I'm speaking as a collective people, as artists. We have to be, you know, authentic. And a lot of times people don't understand people that is creative and authentic. They look at you like, oh, my God. Oh, my God. What are you doing? You look so strange. You know what I'm saying? So listen, who needs that? Who needs that? And listen, when you let that crap go, you'll be a whole lot happier. And you got to release those things because, you know, it's just a weight. It's a lot of weight. It's a lot of weight. So I get it. I get you, girl. I get you, Aisha. I really do. I get it. And I have been thinking about that today because I came across what the young lady said who used to play on Bernie Mac's show, his TV show. The girl that was, what was her name? Winbush is her last name. Winbush is her last name. So anyway, she was talking to that effect about people. Why do they are they judging her? Because she's on this site, some site where she did half nudity or something. You know, people got their opinion, and she wasn't naked. She wasn't on the site naked, and she was telling people, I don't need money. I'm doing what I'm doing because this is what I want to do. She said, I don't need money, and I was like, you better go ahead, girl. You know what I'm saying. I tell you, I'm up in here. So listen, I'm going to play this song. This is I Win. Perfect song for right now. I Win. Yeah, I Win, because we are being our authentic self, and this is independent artist Aisha Cypher. I Win.
This goes out to all my Capricorn women out there. We are not all created equal, but I understand your pain. Don't have time for that crying. Real women take money, get in line, you snitch and love it. Real money, big bang, wanna die for it. Hope you get a legal reply, you cry for it. I stop dummies in their tracks. Fools that follow, wonder how her weave got off track. You're sleazing, and keep your dollars losing. Oh, I go for big bucks and back sales. And my team, what's up? Like on my team, I'm the weakest link. See, I'm out to succeed, the King Khan don't have it on me. I keep the dreams and the hopes alive. Surviving the battles you don't know. I live and I ride, I live for this. I the type that die for this. Y'all hitting your mix, y'all hitting last. Got you dismissed, I must admit that it's motivating. So I compensate your time by stacking bills. How they owe it to mine. To the bottom of the pot, yeah, I've been. Reality, haters blocking me cool. I remain silent.
is I Win independent artist Aisha Cypher. Listen, I got another hot one coming up by this artist. This is Twin Flame. Twin Flame, I want you to take a listen to this. And you know something, I can really appreciate when somebody can step to the mic and rap. She has skill, and she's talented, and she steps in the mic, and she does it very, very well. I'm telling you, it is a rough thing. Y'all just don't have no idea. It is a rough thing to listen to somebody step into the mic trying to rap and do something that they ain't got no skill to do. And it's like, you know, it's hard. It's like, oh, my God, how do I tell this person? You know what I mean? And it happens. And let me tell you what happens. When somebody steps to the mic and they're trying to do a skill and perform an art form that they have no business doing because they cannot deliver it. And then when you tell them the truth, that it's not right, you know, they get upset and they get mad. So listen, a mature person would take the criticism. You're not it is constructive criticism. It is trying to help an individual to go in the right direction. So listen, it's one of two things that you can do. You got two choices. Either you can keep practicing until you get it down right, or you can find a different method of music to perform in. Listen, I've had the opportunity to listen to music and critique it and help artists to remake it over. Now, listen, years ago when I had the label AWM Records, we had this artist, and I'm not going to say his name, you know, and he came to me. He came to me, and his music was just like, it's like, you got to be kidding me. Me and my friend just laughed our heads off, not in his face. He gave me a CD, and I listened to it, and I was just mortified. You know, I was like, are you curious? Listen, he had already made the CD. I'm telling you on the strength of independent artist Aisha, because she does it well, and she's skilled and craft to do what she's doing. She does it very well. This artist gave me a CD, told me to listen to it, and that's what I did. I listened to the CD. I was horrified. I was like, oh, my God, what to do? You know, because I didn't want to break this man's heart. You know, he was really into music because he was a vet. He had a Purple Heart, and he had been through a lot of things, and his outlet was music. And how do you not crush? I didn't want to crush him, so I got on the phone, and I called somebody. I said, hey, dude, listen, I got this guy, and he's really into what he's trying to do. I said, but you got to hear this CD. So I gave it to him. He had the same reaction. He's like, oh, my God. Back then, people called me Indie Lady A. I had the station under Indie Lady A, and he was like, Lady A. He was like, oh, my God, what in the world? And so I said, well, he said, send the guy to me. Send the dude to me. We got to do all this all over again. See, that's the thing. Hard work pays off. Hard work pays off. And a lot of times, people don't want to do the work. I sent this dude that had this music. I said, listen, you got to go see this dude. You got to drive out here, and you got to do this crap all over again. I didn't say it like that. I was a little bit softer. He was okay. So listen, he went out to the studio. He did the whole CD. It was about 10 songs. He did it all over again. Guess what, guys? And one day, they stayed up all night doing the CD all over again. He come back to my crib, comes back to my house. He says, listen, Indie Lady, listen to it now. So he gives me the CD, and I listened to it. I was like, oh, my God. It was like a shiner. It was two different people. It was like, it's the same person. So anyway, one of these days, I'm going to play that something off of that CD. But my point is this. If you didn't do it right the first time, it hurts, and it's hard work, but you got to go and do it all over again. And this is what I recommend. Don't put something out unless you've had a couple of people to critique what you do. And a lot of times, people don't want to take constructive criticism. Listen, I've gotten a bad review, and this will happen sometime. I'm going to play Twin Flame next, and all this is coming from the strength of independent artist Aisha, because she's doing it very well. But I'm telling you, those that's not ready, don't release your stuff until you get ready. Listen, this has happened to me as well. I've done music, and I've done Push It, and they wouldn't say no. They didn't want to do it over. They wanted to have it on the air. So I put it on air. And you guys know what happened? They give me a bad review and says, well, she didn't do anything. And it's like it happens every time. Every time somebody's not ready and not prepared, and then they come back and say and give a bad review, they'll say, well, I'll give this person 2 stars, give her 3 stars, because she didn't really do anything. And it's like, what am I supposed to do with something that's not ready? And you know, the people that's so appreciative are the ones that's ready. And I cannot thank them enough. People that's really serious about their craft and their work, and they are prepared, like an artist, like independent artist Aisha and independent artist Bree. I'm telling you, they got the stuff together, and they deserve every star that's in heaven. I am telling you. So this one that's coming up next is Twin Flame. Take a listen. Check this out. Thank you. All right, all right. That was so smooth. That was smooth. I could be a ride or die. So smooth, so smooth. You know, these days I'm wondering, do people still know what a ride or die is? You know, it's like, oh, you know what I'm saying. I like that twin flame. That was really, really smooth. My girl, Aisha Pfeiffer, she got it going on. She got some great great music. I love it. It is awesome. And, of course, my girl, artist Ergo Bria. I'm telling you, with the slow burn, slow burn. I'm telling you, hot. Listen, I'm pretty much out of time. I got to get on up out here. It's been a stone cold blast. And y'all know always, yeah, I'm going to do it all over again a little bit later on this evening with some more great music. And especially words of Don Kniez, the man that made Soul Train what it was in the winter city. It is peace, love, and soul.